Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. I'm happy to announce that starting tonight, we are live streaming this shiur on OU Torah as well. So if you go to OU Torah, you could find a link to get to the Zoom for those who want. And also, people have been asking me where I'm posting the shiurim after the fact. They all get posted on YU Torah under Daily Dose of Halacha. So tonight's discussion has been the million-dollar question the past 24 hours. Can you shave tonight? Can you shave tomorrow? So this came along with a number of questions. Could you shave at all? Does it end sphere for you entirely? Does Thursday night count? What about early morning before davening? I got questions of whether you hold the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid's minog of never cutting hair on Rosh Chodesh. So we'll go through step by step the various components. So let's begin with the very source. The Mishabura tells us in Simen Tav Tzadi Gimel, Mishabura writes very clearly that Mikomakom Imchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos like this particular year, the din is Kevin Sheyesh Kan Tosefes Simcha. There's a concept of an added level of Simcha on Shabbos. Now I'll note as an aside, forgetting haircutting, on Shabbos itself this week, there's an Indian to have an extra piece of food, an extra side dish, an extra something to show it's also Rosh Chodesh. So this Shabbos is special because it's Shabbos plus Rosh Chodesh. And that means, says the Mishnah Berura, that since it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Yesh lahatir listaper be'er Shabbos mipnei kavod haShabbos. You're allowed to get haircuts on Friday because of the kavod Shabbos and the kavod Rosh Chodesh. V'gam lisa isha boba yom, and also to get married this day as well because the meal will end up being on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. So we don't do that nowadays. We don't get married on Friday. But for our purposes, haircuts and shaving is entirely permitted according to the Mishnah Berura. Now, what if you keep the first half? Am I still allowed to get a haircut? So I'm not sure what the shail is. He's only talking about the people in the first half, but it's clear from the poskim that no matter what half you hold, you are allowed to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos when Rosh Chodesh does fall on Shabbos as well. Now, what about tonight? Could you get a haircut tonight? In an hour and a half or 2 hours, it's going to be tseis. Rosh Chodesh is going to kick in. Can I get a haircut right now? So, mitzad sfiras omer, mitzad avelis, you are allowed to get a haircut tonight. But midine hilchos Shabbos, I'll explain what that means. You should not get a haircut tonight or a shave tonight, and I'll explain why. There's a loch in Simon Reish Samech of Or Chaim, hilchos Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch says there's a mitzvah to bathe on Erev Shabbos, to bathe one's panav, yadav, raglav, your face, your hands, your feet. And the Ramah adds kol gufo. So hopefully the Svardim are also makbid on the kol gufo like the Ashkenazim. So the Taz says when it comes to also get a mitzvah to have a haircut, not only to bathe, but to trim yourself, to shave, to get a haircut. And he quotes from the Rav Yo, one of the Rishonim, that there's a mitzvah to get a haircut Erev Shabbos, afil mitzafer, even in the morning, because it shows it's covered Shabbos. But he says, b'yom chamishi, lo, one should not get a haircut on Thursday because it's lo minkara yikara de Shabbos. It's not clear that's for kavod Shabbos. So you should not do this on Erev Shabbos. So the Taz says, but wait a second. The Gemara tells us in Baba Kama that there are 10 takanas that Ezra was masakin. One of them is to launder your clothing before Shabbos. When would they launder clothing? On Thursday, the Gemara says. So you see, you can do kavod Shabbos on Thursday. So maybe I could get a haircut on Thursday also. So the Taz says no, because they're too busy to get to do laundry on Erev Shabbos. But to get a haircut is not so much tircha. So that's why on Thursday there's a heter to do laundry. But getting a haircut, you should wait until Erev Shabbos. But he says if you can't do it because you're too busy, so then there's a heter to even do it on Thursday as well. And the Mogen of Ram says, wait a second. Of course you get a haircut on Thursday. There's a Gemara that says the Kohanim, when they had a mishmar, when it was their week to work in the Beis HaMikdash, so they weren't allowed to get a haircut all week because they wanted to make sure that they came in on Sunday, looked very nice and trim and groomed. So no haircuts during the week of the mishmar. It has to be before the mishmar. But on Thursday of the end of the mishmar, they can get a haircut because of the kavod Shabbos. So Rashi says, because real people get haircuts on Thursday. So clearly you can't get a haircut on Thursday. So the Magen Avraham says that's probably because the Mishmaros were very busy. Only if you're busy could you get a haircut on Thursday. But if you're not busy, you really should get a haircut on Erev Shabbos. It shows a special kavod Shabbos. What comes out from this is, if you can't pull a haircut off tomorrow, then you can get one tonight. But really best to wait tomorrow if possible. But what about if you hold of the minhag of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid? Who's Rabbi Yehuda Chassid? He was one of the great Rishonim. And he has a list of tzavos, a list of commandments that he gave to his family. Now it's unclear whether that was given only to his family or to the Hamon Am. Pashas was, it was given to his family. So I'll share with you a few of them. One of them is, when they have a window, when you close off the window, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says you have to make a low hole, otherwise it gets some spiritual dangers and demons there. That's one of the halachas. Another din he had, cutting down a fruit tree. It's awesome in their isa. But let's say I need the wood, or let's say not producing fruit anymore. Halachically, you're allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says you should never cut down a fruit tree regardless of it. If you need to, hire a non-Jewish contractor. You shouldn't do it. So these are a couple of examples of many, many that tzavos he gave. It's unclear whether we accepted them as a tzibur or not. But one of them is not getting a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. You can't get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah says, although there's a mitzvah to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos, if Erev Shabbos is also Rosh Chodesh, some have the practice not to get a haircut based on Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, because you don't get haircuts on Rosh Chodesh, whether it's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or even a Friday, they don't get haircuts. So what if you hold this custom? What if you are makbid on this din? Would it be any different this coming Erev Shabbos? So a number of the poskim, Rav Yashu says, it's only a minhag. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and not getting a haircut Rosh Chodesh, even if you hold of it, it's just a minhag. And for this particular year, because Sfiras Omer, there's a heter to get a haircut even on Friday, even on Rosh Chodesh. But the Stipler argues. The Stipler says not true. He thinks even in this year, even during Sfira, even though it's a heter to get a haircut for other people, if you're makbid on Rabbi Yehuda Chassid all year round not to get haircuts on Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't do it this year either. So what's the heter? So Stipler says it's a little bit, maybe you have an hour left for those who want to rely on the Stipler. The Stipler says this year, in order to avoid the hakpad of Yehuda Chassid, get a haircut on Thursday, today. He says you could get a haircut today, even before, though it's not Rosh Chodesh yet, you get one now. So the next hour and a half, if you want to pull one off, go get a haircut according to the Stipler. But according to the other poskim, they said you don't have to be makbid on this minhag at all this year, and most people in general are not makbid on Yehuda Chassid. Okay, so now let's talk about getting a haircut on Erev Shabbos. So now those who want a haircut, those who want to shave, what point during the day should you get a haircut? Can you get it before Shacharis, before the morning? Is that allowed? So there's a din in Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Tes. Mutter l'staper, you could get a haircut, ulikanes l'merchatz, and go take a shower, samuch l'shacharis. Even though it's before Shacharis, you're allowed to get a haircut. So even though the Gemara says before Mincha you can't get one, before Shacharis you can get one. Shelo gazu ela samich leMincha. The only where goes are not getting a haircuts before Mincha time, but not before Shacharis time, because before Shacharis it's very uncommon. Who does that? So we don't make zeras when things are lo shchichi, when things are not common. So if you want to go tomorrow morning get a haircut before you daven Shacharis, you're allowed to. But then the Mishnah Berurah says not true. Mishnah Berurah says it's only true if it's before Alos HaShachar. Now that's very early these days. That's before 4 o'clock, guys. So if you want to wake up to get a haircut, kol hakavod. Wake up before 4 a.m. But if it's after Alos, when there's already a chiv to daven Shacharis, you're not allowed to get a haircut in the morning. First, daven. So therefore, don't get one in the morning. Daven first. What about the rest of the day? Can you get it at any other point during the day? So it's brought down, and this is the last halach. I know there are a lot of different pieces here, but it's brought down in the Ramah, Simon Reish Nun Aleph. The Ramah writes as follows. He's talking about what type of activities you cannot do on Erev Shabbos. There's certain melachos you shouldn't do on Erev Shabbos because you need to prepare for Shabbos. So Rama writes, "Umistaprin kol hayom." You're allowed to get a haircut anytime during on Erev Shabbos. Afilu misapri yisol, even from a Jewish barber. And needless to say, you're not going to any barber shops. None are open, I don't think. You shouldn't have someone come to your house, and don't go to someone else's house. Have your wife, child, or I gave one to myself before Pesach. I don't have much to lose, so I did it. I did a good job. My daughter helped trim a little bit in the back where I couldn't really see. But I said, even if I made it stop, I can't see anyone. Anyways, it grows back slowly, but it grew back. So you can do it yourself. You could do it, have your wife or someone else do it for you. But any time during the day is permitted, says the Ramah. But then the Arizal is brought down in the name of the Arizal in the Mishnah Berurah. He was makbid. He wouldn't shave his hair after mincha, based on Kabbalistic reasons. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a person reminding you, that why can't you get a haircut before mincha time, when it's after mincha time? Because we're concerned you might get a haircut, and then the barber might lose his scissor, break his scissor, and you're going to miss mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, people are not makbid. They're able to get a haircut all day long on Friday, because since we all get called to shul, there's a set time to go to shul, we're not choshesh she's going to miss mincha. But now, no one's calling us to shul. There's no set time in shul, unfortunately. So maybe this Mishnah Berurah wouldn't be relevant, and you should get a haircut before mincha time in the morning. After shacharis, but before 1:30 or so, that's the ideal time. But the last thing is, if you want to get a haircut for some reason later on in the day, if you have someone remind you, you have, you know, your alarm on your phone go off to say, now it's time to daven mincha, then you'd be allowed to get a haircut also anytime during the day. So just to be clear, you can get a haircut, take a haircut, and shave tomorrow, ideally after shacharis, and before mincha if possible. If you can't, or you're makbid and Reb Yehuda chassid for tomorrow, you have a heter to already shave now, and according to the stipler, and tonight as well, if need be. Okay, we'll stop here. I open up for questions, those who want. I'll unmute anyone. Give me a second. Unmute all.